Hi, this is Michael Morris, and you're listening to a SearchNetworking.com news podcast. Today, we speak with Fred Weiler, Director of Marketing for Learning at Cisco, as he responds to some reader questions about the value of certifications in a slow economy, and what Cisco is doing to help you earn those certifications affordably.
Well, Fred, thanks again so much for your time today and kind of walking us through the value of certifications. My first question, a lot of my readers have said if they've had certification, if they haven't had certifications for years and they've been able to get a job, what's the benefit in certifying now? And doesn't their past experience prove that they have what it needs to be a valuable asset to the IT organization?
Well, what's worth mentioning is in the IT industry, there are different certifications. Some are related to a specific product or a specific version of a product, while others are more related to a job role and what it takes to actually perform a job. And that's been Cisco's approach, and that's why we're requiring people to recertify every 3 years to make sure that they are current in what it takes to perform the job. And therefore, someone who may have had a certification 10 years ago but has not renewed it doesn't really have a way to show an employer that he or she is still current on what it takes to actually perform the job, whether it's in the job they currently hold or the job they're applying to. It's worth also mentioning that on the employer side, certifications are used as a way to very rapidly narrow down the pool of candidates for a particular job, or even internally for giving a new mission to someone, or even a promotion. So it's a filter, if you will, and having this certification enables an employee to very easily and rapidly show these are the skills and knowledge I have, and they're current, and they can be applied very immediately to the task at hand.
What if they've never been certified before? I mean, and they say that, oh, this is what I do in my current job role. I mean, is that not enough? Do people, I mean, what added bonus does the actual certification give if that's what they do in their day-to-day job anyways?
Well, you could definitely argue that, but then it's more of a process of either, you know, the employer trusting the employee and say, okay, I know or I trust you to be able to do what you're saying you can do, or having to verify with references that this person can really do the job they're claiming they're able to do. I think there's very much a difference between someone who has a job and is planning to stay with the employer. Well, the employer knows what this person is capable of doing. It's more a way to show that this person can keep learning and stay current, etc. The situation is definitely different when a person is actually looking for a new job, whether within the company itself or another company. Then the certification serves as a label of quality, if you will, and a proof of having the right skill set to perform the job.
A lot of companies seem to be trimming back wherever they can, including employee training, even as a lot of our readers have indicated that they want more training and certification than they have had previously. Is there any advice on getting certified when finances are tight, either personally or through the business?
So there are a couple of points on this particular situation. One is we are definitely recommending to our customers that in these tough economic times, they invest actually in their what I would call human capital, because at the end of the day, each deal with their own customers is going to be more competitive, and providing the best service, having the right skill at the right time at the right place is going to be even more critical for them to be successful in their business than it was in good economic times. So we're definitely encouraging our customers not only to not cut on training and certification, but actually invest more in their employees during those times. So that's on the employer side. On the individual side, if the employer is not making that investment, there are different ways to go about getting trained and certified. One is self-study, and there are a number of tools that can be used. We have released in June the Cisco Learning Network, a social networking site that provides not only various tools like quick learning modules, but also a community where you can have support from other professionals, networking professionals, to increase your knowledge so that you're prepared for taking those certifications. But there are also government programs, whether at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level, that can be tapped into. What we're starting to do is trying to aggregate that information in the career section of the Cisco Learning Network to enable the networking community at large to understand and know and be aware of what those programs are. Right now, it's very much the beginning of that, because I agree with you, this question has come up quite a bit recently, and we're taking action to aggregate the information about all the programs that are available for individuals to take advantage of.